Fans of the television show, The West Wing, may have felt a funny sense of déjà vu when they saw the news out of Minnesota this weekend. On the show, President Jeb Bartlett, played by Martin Sheen, reveals in the middle of a re-election campaign that he has multiple sclerosis. In real life, in Minnesota yesterday, Senator Paul Wellstone announced that he has MS. Wellstone was diagnosed just a month ago, but his doctor says he's had the disease for about 15 years. The doctor says it's a mild case that won't keep Senator Wellstone from doing his job or from running for re-election in November. Doug Groh is a columnist for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He's taking the development in stride.
This is the state of Jesse Ventura. We have become pretty much numb to great surprises anymore. I think Paul has he has had a noticeable limp for some time now. Everybody assumed that it was old injuries from his collegiate wrestling days, and he's previously had some back problems. So I don't think anybody has it took it as a great, it's not a great shock, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that it will engender any kind of sympathy vote?
Sympathy may be too strong a word. Wellstone's an interesting character in Minnesota in that he evokes strong feelings either way. People really like him, really dislike him. My guess would be is this might neutralize some of those strong anti-feelings. It humanizes him in ways that perhaps will even be valuable politically.
Well, interesting. I mean, he isn't going to have to do damage control here, and certainly one has to take him at his word that he's released the information because it could affect his record. But it's interesting and worth noting that releasing the information at this point in a tough political race becomes the stuff of drama and discussion.
Oh, there's no question about it. Senator Wellstone, one of his political problems here, and where I think this will help him a little bit, is some of his greatest friends from his first two terms were disappointed that he decided to go for a third term. He had said that he was only going to go two terms and leave, and then had a change of heart. And that idea that he had not been honest with people is something that's going to be played against him very hard. Again, I think that this is going to soften some of that feeling of resentment that some people might have felt.
What have the morning papers been saying about it?
Morning papers, just pretty much straight ahead, straightforward. One of the things Wellstone's very proud of is athletic prowess, and there was quite a bit made of the fact that he is still doing his push-ups and chin-ups.
Well, one wonders if it'll affect campaigning, if you'll see anything like Jack Palance at the Academy Awards with those one-arm push-ups.
You may well see that. We're going to have an incredible campaign in it here anyhow. The Republican running against him at this point is the former mayor of St. Paul, a man named Norm Coleman, who was handpicked by President Bush, much to the chagrin of some Republicans in the state. But he's young and healthy and very confident, and this was going to be a brutal, tight, expensive race anyhow. I think, again, this may soften some of the rough edges on the race and allow people to say, hey, these are, you know, there's a humanity element in all of this.
Well, Doug Groh, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you.
Doug Groh is a columnist for the Minneapolis Star Tribune.